Hi, welcome to Scott's Tots Podcast. My name is Rohan Singh, and this is my partner, Shavika Agrawal.
Hi, today we will be analyzing chapters 5 and 6 in the novel of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck around the theme of burdens. First, we will both try our best to summarize the last two chapters in 45 seconds. Then, focus on the theme of burdens on these chapters, and finally, analyze quotes and provide a conclusion.
Now on to the 45-second summaries of chapter 5 and 6.
Rohan will now go first. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so Lenny gets a dog, and then he kills a dog, and then Lenny's crying and whining because George will get mad at him and not let him tend to the rabbits. And then Curly's wife finds Lenny with the dog and tries to console him, and Lenny tells Curly's wife that he likes to feel soft things, so Lenny's wife lets him touch her hair, but then Lenny accidentally pulls too hard, and it ends up in a struggle, and Lenny accidentally kills Curly's wife, so he runs away and hides in a brush, and everyone finds out that Lenny killed Curly's wife, and they start a lynch mob for him, and George wants a smaller punishment for Lenny, and Lenny ends up being shot in the back of the head by George.
Wow, that was really good, Rohan, but I can do better.
Okay, well, show me. It's your turn now. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so it starts off with Lenny killing a dog, and Lenny mourns over the dog and believes that George will be really mad at him and won't let him tend the rabbits. Then Curly wife comes to Lenny, and she is looking for trouble and tries to comfort him. And then Curly's wife lets him touch her hair because he likes furry things. And everyone finds out that Lenny killed Curly's wife, so Lenny hides in a brush while waiting for George, and Lenny finds out that he's a burden to George, and then George comes and shoots him in the back of the head.
Yeah, I think I won that summary by a landslide. Okay, so now on to the theme of burden and a thematic approach where we will give a more focused recap of chapters 5 and 6. In the last two chapters, it really focuses on burden because Lenny feels like he makes a lot of mistakes and is a huge burden to George.
Yeah, these chapters really pinpoint how Lenny feels about his relationship to George. These chapters are where Lenny hallucinates his Aunt Clara and a big rabbit. They tell Lenny how much of a burden he is to George and that George would be better off without him.
This is where Lenny figures out that he has been such a large burden on George, because when he kills Curly's wife, he realizes that George is going to have to go on the painful mission of finding Lenny and maybe even ending his life.
When Slim, the voice of reason, points out that the best option for Lenny is for him to be killed, we can relate the situation to Candy and his dog. Since Candy's dog was such a burden to take care of, everyone decided that it was best for him to die instead of creating more of a problem.
When Lenny is waiting for George in the brush, we notice that Lenny is hallucinating his Aunt Clara speaking with his own voice, and she berates him for not listening to George all these years and for letting himself get into trouble in weed and at the farm and killing the dog and Curly's wife and for causing so many problems for his only friend George, because he has no one else to take care of him, and George is his only companion.
Throughout the book, George has openly complained that Lenny is a real pain. He dreams of what he could do if not caring for his retarded friend, and pictures himself not burdened by Lenny. He thinks of drinking whiskey and going to cat houses. Ironically, during the course of the novel, George chooses not to do any of the things he's dreamed about doing, even though he's free to do them. The other ranch hands even try to tempt him. At the end of the novel, thanks to Candy's contribution, the three men are close to realizing their dream of arriving on buying a farm. Ironically, the dream dies with Lenny. George is now a free man without the burden of caring for someone. However, he is miserable in his loneliness and misses his constant companion.
I agree 100% with you, Shavika, but now we'll be taking a look at a significant quote through the four stages of analysis with something called Lectio Critica, which, like I said, has four stages. The first stage is narrative, which is the literal stage, where we talk about what is literally happening, and the allegorical stage, where we talk about some figurative language in the quote, and then contemplation, where we connect this quote to our own situation, our own life. And lastly, invitation, what the quote invites us to do or inspires us to take action. What does it inspire us to do? The quote we chose is from chapter 6, and it's, "Well, he's sick of you," said the rabbit. "He's gonna leave you, you crazy bastard. He's gonna leave you alone. He's gonna leave you, crazy bastard." Steinbeck 102.
The narrative context. What is actually happening? So while Lenny is waiting in the brush for George to come, he hallucinates animals. The animals tell him that he is a burden to George and that George is going to leave him because of all the crazy and stupid things he's done, like killing the puppy and accidentally killing Curly's wife. This hallucination makes Lenny feel that he is useless and that he should just go live in a cave and not be a burden to George.
Now on to the allegorical stage of Lectio Critica, where we find a piece of figurative language in the quote of the rabbit talking to Lenny, of him hallucinating. So, in the quote, the rabbit is mainly saying, "He's gonna leave you, you crazy bastard. He's gonna leave you alone," which is symbolizing and basically emphasizing how much of a burden Lenny has been on George, because if he is hallucinating a rabbit, and the rabbit is saying this, you yourself are thinking what the hallucination is saying to you, because a hallucination is in your own head, and you're just seeing something, you're basically seeing yourself talking to you. So basically Lenny is telling himself that George is gonna leave him, he's gonna abandon Lenny, because of all the stupid things he's done in his life. This is repetition, obviously, because he's going to leave you, you crazy bastard. He's going to leave you alone. He's going to leave you, you crazy bastard. Which just goes to show how much of a... How true this quote is that Lenny is saying to himself. Because he's emphasizing he's going to leave you. He's going to leave you. He's going to leave you, you crazy bastard. Now on to contemplation. How the quote connects to a situation in my own life. In pretty much everyone's life, at one point or another, they have told a lie or to their parents or to an authoritative figure, and they have lost some trust in them. And this is basically what's happening, because Lenny keeps making mistakes, and George is starting to get tired of Lenny, and the rabbit is saying, when Lenny is hallucinating, that he's sick of you, he's going to leave you because of all the mistakes you've made. This connects to my own life, because if I ever told a lie, my parents would trust me a little bit less and less. And they would turn into a sort of, they would lose their trust in me, and it would be hard to win them back.
So the final stage of the Lectio Critica analysis is invitation. What action does this quote invite or inspire you to take? The application to the real world. This quote inspires me to take action of having closer friends and sticking by them, even though they might think that I'm a burden or I might think that they're a burden. This also inspires me to have like closer friendships and not to lie and not be to always like do good things and not do like silly mistakes that can butcher these friendships.
Wow, that was a great analysis, Sharika. We did pretty good on that. But now we gotta go onto our wishes and conclusions. We're gonna provide some wishes for our select characters. I'm gonna choose one. So are you. My character that I'm going to choose is Curly. I really wish that he can find it in himself to be a better person, to love more, to treat... Because Curly's wife wasn't treated well. She felt so neglected. I just hope that Curly can find it in his heart to treat someone with the love and care that they deserve.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but good luck, Curly. My wish is for George. I really hope that he gets past this Lenny situation and he somehow is able to live up their dream together just for Lenny's sake. I really hope that he is happy, even without his closest friend, Lenny. That concludes this episode of Scott's Tots Podcast.
Come back next week for another banger.